Hello.
So we're heading out of Bury St Edmunds towards Fornham St Martin, and you'll recall that my cycling partner is Richard Fawcett, who's been a friend and a colleague of mine for 17 years, which is why it's kind of disturbing that he seems to forget who I am when we're talking to David Yates and his wife in the church.
Now he's moved on, gone downhill, he's in running St Edmunds.
King Edward's.
Yeah.
Get the name right.
Yeah. Okay. Who are you?
There's two really striking features of St Martin's in Fornham. One is just how colourful it is as a church, but also it's got these box pews where you close the doors, and as a family, that would be your space.
Retain the colour very well.
In fact, it's a strikingly colourful church, isn't it?
It is. We put the red carpet down. That was bequeathed to us by the lady, a 94-year-old, had lived in the village all her life. So
you didn't do that for us today, then? That's not the red carpet.
No. Much as you might like to think. Yeah, so I think the idea was taken from that. All the red up on the altar and the kneelers and everything. So we thought a nice red matching carpet, didn't we? Because there used to be sort of benches along the walls for those that couldn't stand to listen to the service. That's where the expression, the weak go to the wall.
I didn't know that.
No, I picked that up.
I love idioms like that. How interesting.
That, there were no pews, and then gradually families started building their own pews.
Yes, territorial thing, wasn't it?
Yes, this is my pew out, you know. Yes. The first time we came here, a lady came up to us, the very first time, and excuse me, you're sitting in my pew.
Actually, it is unusual to have these with their doors on them, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but yes, they used to have benches along all the walls, because that people would stand, and the weak went to the wall.
Wow. And there it is again, you see, people so proud to talk about their church, but also giving an insight into the language that we use.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
We've done about five churches, Richard. Do you feel we're making slightly slower progress than you might have hoped?
Well, it's wonderful to be caught up in these conversations with people so enthusiastic about their churches, isn't it, Jen?
Yes, it is.
And I don't think it matters. I mean, if we ever had a schedule, we're probably behind it. But
yes.
It's not that sort of day, really.
And so where are we heading?
We're heading for Timworth, which is very much an isolated church now. You can just see it over the trees, going down quite a narrow, sandy lane, and we'll eventually arrive at it.
Right, St Andrew's Church, Timworth, out in the middle of the countryside. Oh, I love this. How beautiful. Hello. Morning. Have you had a few people visiting?
A gang from Bramford turned up.
They're
bored with doing churches round where they live, so they came by car to some point and then
Oh, lovely. Great. Thank you. You're in some churches so ornate, like the last one we were in.
Yes.
Oh, so much colour, and those kind of frenzied Victorian windows, and this one so much more austere.
Yes, it is. Beautiful, though.
Yeah, very much so. The name Timworth, originally Tyneworthig, denotes a plot of ground protected by a hedge. Oh, that's rather lovely. I like that very much. Our next stop is St Bartholomew's Church in Ingham, where all the centre of the church has been cleared to create this very flexible, big community space. It's created this lovely open space, added to which you've got so much light coming in.
Yes, we have, a form went on.
Yes, it's fascinating to see how distinctive and how different all of these churches are, all of them unified by people wanting to talk about them. And then, on our way to lunch, even though I've lived in the countryside for 17 years, I'm startled by some bizarre noises. Is it a pheasant?
I don't know what it is. It's very loud and just over the hedge.
There's only one thing to do, of course, and that's head for lunch. So tomorrow, back on the bikes, off to Great Livermere, heading out towards Honington, Troston, Sappiston and more.
It's nearby.